Blog Talk Radio.
Calendar the other day, and we'd like to replay a show that we did with George Dixon.
Well, we're not going to replay it on this one. What I want to do is, and what I want to do is, I want to refer you to the show. our show that we did on April 13th of this year, a couple of months before George Dixon died, and. We were talking about the Polish shift and the different things to expect, what was happening regarding the Mayan calendar. And I want to refer you to my website, thelaspeakershow.org, and you can see on the title page. You'll be able to see his show. Also, you go into Friday Night with George Dixon menu on the site, and you can find all of the many different shows that he did with us.
How can they get to the one that you're referring to?
It's right on the front page.
Okay.
You can also go to it right here in this Blog Talk Radio. I tried to feature it today, but for some reason it wouldn't take. But just go to the 413 Archives show, and also I wanted just to say that this is the 21st of the summer, and of course George Dixon and Lana and I have been talking about this time for about maybe 4 years now. And we've done a number of shows, so please go back and check that out.
And a lot of people thought the world would end, but they didn't understand that it's a transition of growth. It's sort of like when you graduate from elementary school, you go to middle school, and then you go from middle school to high school.
But all the time, you're growing.
That's what I'm talking about. And this is a spiritual growth.
Yes.
And it's a spiritual transition.
But it's also not just a spiritual transition. It's it's an evolution. Right? It's part of the evolution. And also, on the website, on the LA Show website, front page, you can check out a lecture by Sal Lungo. Okay, it's 3 hours long. But it described the entire Mayan calendar experience and predictions, and it gave you a full background as to what is supposed to be happening.
And remember, folks, the Mayan calendar is not a calendar per se. It's really a history of mankind and the development of mankind.
Well, yeah, to the extent that it is. A history, but also as a prediction of the future. And if so many
begin all over again in a new series of course.
Yes.
When we look back at it from this point, it's a history of our development.
Everybody, and
I hope you enjoy the program.